Welcome back to Zone Blitz, the first Zone Blitz of the offseason. John, it's been too long.
It's been too long. We're back from the combine, and now, as happens after combines, breaking news around the Jags.
Yes, breaking news, the franchise tag not being placed on wide receiver Allen Robinson, a very talented wide receiver and definitely will do well in free agency.
Yeah, if he hits it. I think that's the important thing to remember about today's announcement that the Jaguars aren't going to tag him. It doesn't necessarily mean that he hits free agency. It means the Jaguars have some things they have to get done to try to do it. I personally don't think he will be back, and if he hits free agency, it's going to be a big, big market for him.
Now, is there a chance that Allen Robinson does return to Jaguars uniform? This community loves him.
Yeah, I mean, I'd say right now it's a small chance. I wouldn't want to put a number on it, but it's low because the tag means that you can keep him off of free agency. Not giving him the tag means they have to try to get a deal done, either short-term, long-term. Everything you hear is that A-Rob is going to be a very hot commodity on the market. I expect at least two teams to be in on him, and now when two teams get in on a player, it starts driving the price up. If the Jaguars can't get something done with him by March 12th, which is the opening of the negotiating period, I'd be very surprised if they can get something done. If they get into bidding once other teams get involved, I think it's going to skyrocket, but I would imagine Allen's team knows that, which is why I think today means, you know, it's not absolutely closing the door, but the door, you know, the crack is about right there.
So assuming Allen Robinson does not return to Jaguars uniform, where do Jaguars go next? Now you have Allen Hurns and Marquise Lee to think about.
Well, and my guess is you approach or consider Marquise first. He's the more explosive of the two players. He's the guy who gives you, makes defenses pay more attention to him because of his speed. If you can get something done with Marquise that makes sense under the salary cap, then I think that's probably that. And then you approach Hurns at a very low deal. If you can't get something done with Marquise, then all of a sudden Hurns probably becomes the guy who fits into the D.D. Westbrook, Keelan Cole, those three plus a draft pick. It's not ideal. If you lose Allen Robinson, I think people should understand the Jaguars don't want to lose Allen Robinson. They know that he would be the best receiver on this team. It's a matter of what do you do with your entire offense. Is he worth having this much at the expense of having these players? I think they're going to choose a group of players, offensive line, tight end, wide receivers who maybe aren't quite A-Rob's level and go forward with that rather than putting $16 million on this one guy.
Well, let's continue to see what happens during this Jaguars free agency period. It's definitely going to be interesting.
It's going to be interesting, and again, unfortunately, probably the end for A-Rob, but I think there'll be other moves out there that they hope makes up for his loss.
Well, thanks so much for catching up with us here on Zone Blitz. We will see you guys soon.